The head of UNRWA, John Jing, says the people of Gaza are increasingly desperate. He says they have no protection. There is nowhere they can flee. They are trapped. In a briefing from Gaza, Jing tells journalists in Geneva humanitarian agencies are limited in what they can do. He says his staff risks its lives to get supplies of food, medicine, and emergency non-food items to hundreds of thousands of people. He says the staff works throughout the day to keep the operation going.
We don't have the luxury of just operating during this so-called window of the lull in the fighting, which is 3 hours every day. The 3 hours every day gives the people a chance to more safely come out of their homes to our distribution points, to our clinics, to seek our assistance. But as I say, to make that happen, to have the food and other items in place, we have to work throughout the day and into the night, bringing the truck convoys up from the crossing points.
Jing calls this a huge logistical operation and a very tedious one. He says it takes a long time to negotiate passage through the Israeli manned checkpoints. He blames the death of several aid workers last week on a breakdown in the coordination of the UN's humanitarian effort with Israel. He says this problem now has been fixed.
Effective mechanisms that are now working. It's a matter of fact that the mechanisms of coordinating with the Israeli military, the movements, the convoys, the work of our staff on the ground are actually effective. And we have not had any other incidences since we got this new system put in place.
Jing says Israel acknowledges that its system of clearing trucks through the checkpoints was faulty. He says solutions have been found and drivers are not being shot at after they are cleared to move through the line. The UNRWA chief says latest estimates put the number of people killed in the Gaza conflict at over 900. Thousands are reported wounded. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.